Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment
with Kat
and Pat.
Hey,
it's Christina and Catherine Aguilera.
And it is Peter Kingsbury the IV. And
this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. We're live in the studio with one of my favorite comedians in the world.
This is Eric. This is streaming live.
This is streaming as we record it. Radio. This is .com. This is 104KRFE, the station which I grew up with. And we're live in the studio with one of the funniest people on planet Earth. I've been a fan of his for a million years. And now I have him live in the studio, which is, of course, my apartment.
I yearn to know him better.
That's what we're going to do today.
Today's about quenching a yearning.
We've been yearned. We spent 20 years yearning, and it's time to cue the W. Wow, I'm so bad. I know I say this. I'm so bad at
What?
If I want to say a letter, I have to write it down.
Like, oh, that is
if
so.
I want to spell something.
That is,
I want to
so
cue
bad.
The why, quench the urine.
Yeah.
So today we're doing something we always love to do on this podcast, which is quench the urine with one of our favorite people. Put your ears open for Jimmy Fallon.
Hi guys, thanks for having me.
Of course we would have you. What, were we gonna not have you?
you imagine not being had? How are you today?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm doing good. I just got back from a little vacation.
Yeah,
so
we heard.
Back into.
Are you refreshed, or do you need another one?
You need a vacation from that vacation.
Honestly, I feel like I want. It's crazy that the strike is happening because all I want to do is numb out with a copious amount of work.
I know.
Is that your drug of choice?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Like, I was really going run down like in May, and was like, okay, well, if the strike happens, like, that's fine because I need a break for a couple weeks. And then now I'm like, oh, I've lost my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I've actually lost my mind, Jimmy.
I guess I feel like I've really worked within the system. So it doesn't feel too different. I feel like I was lucky that the thing I was working on finished before the strike. But now will it ever come out? Like, no one knows, but that's fine.
Yeah.
And the real question is, can you post about it when it comes out? Which is like,
I know.
Why even work?
I want to send so much love and light. Like, if I had a project coming out right now, that people, I mean, it breaks my heart. I'm like, people work years and years, like 10 years of their life.
I know.
So anyways, hopefully it'll resolve itself. I went to the rally yesterday, which it was very moving.
In Times Square, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bryan Cranston.
Many hits.
Oh, I just thought he was there.
He was there and he talking. Was like the last speaker.
Did he do anything iconic?
Yeah.
He kind of did. He kind of called out Bob
Iger. That's like what's,
in like a very, not like a crazy way, but just like, I think it was so like, and my favorite part was he's like, and it's very ironic that we are right here below Disney. And then the crowd like wasn't quite sure if they should boo or not.
Yeah.
So there was like tentative booing.
Yeah.
Speech,
iconic.
It was great.
And all the like the trucks driving by and honking and solidarity. No, it does feel like, ultimately exciting, especially because all the things everyone's complaining about are things I've been bitching about for like 10 years.
Yeah, wouldn't it be good if we got everything we wanted?
Yeah, or just a little bit of something.
Yeah.
I just want a house one day.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll get the things we want?
I think we'll get a lot of stuff or we'll
nothing.
Just, Yeah.
Then, like, or lose our houses.
I feel like we're at this point where we're like, we're going to just
burn it down. Yeah.
And we might, this could be like the end of the industry as we know it. And we're like,
well, we tried.
It's the time. So yeah. Just go for it, I think.
Yeah. Last time I saw you, I ran into the street and you'd just gotten SNL.
Oh my God. Yes,
did you do one or two seasons?
I just did one.
Okay. You just finished one. Okay.
Yeah.
Was it heaven?
It was fun. It's also
you wrote my favorite sketch, The Megan. The Megan.
Thank you.
The Megan 2 in theaters.
Yes. With Aubrey Plaza.
Yes.
Megan. Like, great casting. For the gays.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
But it's so funny because it's also funny to talk about SNL on a podcast.
We don't have to talk about it.
We don't have to talk about it. But our podcast is so the opposite of talking about SNL.
We literally never talk about anything real, so it's fine.
No, I love it. See, what's so hard about me is that I just want to go into the muck and just be like this and that.
Yeah.
And I've actually had an experience where, like, every time I do a podcast, I have to backtrack and like
be like
not shit, but I was like, no one is watching the show anymore.
Yeah.
On a podcast, later got hired for that show, had to ask them to like remove it. So,
yeah.
I don't know, but I say we just go for it.
Totally. Then, when it comes to this podcast, I'm Coco Chanel. I'm all about editing. Take four things out before you put it on air.
But you had
it's
good. Cool.
Yeah, it's just like, it was just, it was really fun. And then it was just also like really disorienting just because like the days where you like sleep at the office or you're there till like literally like 4 a.m. Like there was time.
I couldn't do that.
It's like, why? Yeah.
I'd be like, I gotta go home.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, it feels like.
There's just like not enough time to get done what you need to do.
And I also think it's like from an old time period where like everyone was, sure everyone said this, like everyone's coked out.
Yeah.
They don't need sleep or whatever. But
yeah.
There was this one time where like I was going to leave a little bit early and I was like feeling really self-conscious because I felt like, okay, that's like a bad look.
Right.
And it was 2 a.m.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I was walking and I was like,
you're like, sorry, I have a dinner. Well, it's hard if it's 2 a.m. because what is your excuse? No offense.
That is but crazy. I was just,
I have a doctor's appointment, sorry. I'm a dentist.
That's wild.
I mean, it's at 2:30 and it's across town.
Totally.
Who's your BFF on the show?
On the show, Heidi is like.
So funny.
With her. And like, I love Bowen. I love Chloe. I love Ego. Like,
all the hits. All the hits.
Then who's your writer BFF?
Kira.
I knew it.
Do you know her?
I think I met her at JFL.
Okay, cool.
Because we were both the same year
of
New Faces. I'm like the main person from my year of New Faces who like wasn't really a new face but still was there and had been around for years but finally got it. And then like, and I'm also the main person that didn't like get anything from it. Which is cool. And then they didn't like ask me that. Like a lot of like the other alums are kind of brought back.
Yeah.
And so I'm happy with my work there.
Yeah.
What is the deal with JFL new faces?
I used
like,
to let it drive me crazy.
Yeah, I didn't. I will say this, like, I auditioned for years. It drove me crazy. Like, I felt like I killed every audition and, like, wouldn't get it. And it was so frustrating. And then, like, I told my reps, like, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go to my audition. And then they just gave me it.
That is so.
Or maybe I went to the first. Maybe I went to the first one and then I told them I didn't want to go to the callback. I was like, I'm just not in the mood. Or I was like, tell them
I remember you're like, there's no way I'm doing it. I was like, there's no way you should do it.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like, especially like 5 or so years ago when we were starting, it was like, if you get this, it can change everything.
Yeah.
And if you don't get this, kind of write a passage, so like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And I would be like at UCB East, like dragging my wigs and the hats and the guitar and just like, it's snowing. And then I'd be like, I think I crushed it. It's like 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then like crickets from my agents.
Yeah.
100%.
And I also felt like by the time I got it, I had everything I would have hoped to get from it. That being said, others who did it have gotten more that I would like to get. So I'm both needed nothing from it and also haven't gotten what I needed from it.
Yeah.
Perfect combination.
Well, it's funny because I feel like I'm the exact same thing where it was like in the like every year it's like, hey, JFL.
And you're like, let's go.
But I just didn't know really what, like I would see some people do it and the people I would see do it were from the Groundlings who were kind of already doing stuff just from like performing in Sunday Company or whatever.
Right.
But then you see, now that I'm like at SNL, you do see those people who were like plucked from obscurity.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Marcello was in my class.
Was he? Okay.
He was in my AFL class.
Is he a performer or a writer?
Performer.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Cutie Patootie, I think.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm going to go Rosie O'Donnell with it and say Cutie Patootie.
A Cutie Patootie's coming back.
Yeah.
Cute Patoo.
Oh, you know what I'm bringing back? Let's not and say we did.
Why, all, like, growing up, there were certain things that were, like, so, like, in our brains that were, like, I mean, they were just cliches, but they were cool.
Yeah.
You would say that.
Totally. Like,
remember, like, not.
Remember when, like, someone would tell a story that wasn't good and you'd be like, and then you found $20?
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Gag me with a spoon.
Gag me. That one still hits for me.
Yeah, but gag me with a spoon.
Gag moi.
Yeah.
Don't know how to say spoon.
You know what's another one? It's not like a fun saying, but it's just a word I feel like people don't say. Dumped. When you're like, I got dumped.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Wait, please correct me.
Yeah, dumped. He kicked me to the curb.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, you know, you have what I call a Heidi Klum moment in your past, in that when you were a koala bear for Halloween.
Oh, my God. That's so funny you mentioned that, because the Heidi Klum moment before she did that, like, what was she, a worm?
The worm,
yeah.
I had pitched a sketch at SNL where it was, like, all about, like, super hot girls going, like, so crazy, like,
realistic, photorealistic, yeah.
For the clout.
Amazing.
To be, like, because I do feel like, yeah, I just felt like that was, like, bubbling. And then that happened, and then, like, I was like, damn it, I wish I had done that. But, yeah, the koala, like, it was so, for the viewers who aren't familiar with
it. I need an image. Costumes. I'm sure I've seen it on
it
shows.
It basically was so disturbing that people, like, asked me to take it down.
I was obsessed with it.
How did it
I was obsessed by it.
How did it come to be?
It was pandemic Halloween, and I don't even know how I got the idea, but I was like, oh, it could be fun to be a koala, and so I had my makeup professionally done, and my boyfriend was like,
oh my god, I have seen
isn't
it.
The Heidi Klum jumping out,
that is so funny.
If you slide,
funny.
You can really see
that is so disturbing. Scary. Did you do this makeup?
No,
that would be crazy.
Actually, you know who did it?
I think it's so good.
Who now is, if you watch Drag Race, Selena S. Titties.
No!
We got sober together in AA, so this was before she was on Drag Race.
Oh,
but
my
she would
god.
Always, like, she's the best, such a good
You got
person.
Sober in LA.
Yes,
I got sober here, but I love LA AA.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
People always, like, rag on it, because there's, like, clapping and singing. Yeah. It's
that
very,
sounds
like,
great.
Yeah.
I always kind of want to be a part of it, but I like to drink.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. I'm like, give me a few years. Yeah.
I'm gonna take your tits out.
I'm taking my top off. I'm like, let me in.
A couple questions. How long have you had your boyfriend, and how long have you been sober?
So my boyfriend Josh and I got together, like, 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I've been sober for actually 15 years.
Oh my god, I did not know that.
I was 22.
Holy shit, I've changed.
Yeah. I don't know about you. I'm feeling 22. Yeah. You getting sober?
I actually don't love celebrating my anniversary.
I know.
I don't like people doing the math.
Totally.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Like, I'm like,
damn.
I know, but there is something, like, fun about, like, you, like, say you're, like, you say you're 15 years sober, and then you reveal your age, and then people are like, whoa, he got sober. He got it young. There's a I got it young culture.
Yeah.
Which just kind of feels fun to be. I got it at 28, which felt like, it still feels like
that's
the very,
young.
The tail end of I got it young culture.
In the grand scheme of things, you're 20.
I mean, there are people who come in and they're like,
yeah.
I'm 62 and I'm trying to get sober. I'm 15 days sober. And it's like,
yeah,
that's, I mean, that's so
And guess
cool.
what? That could be me and you.
Oh,
guess what, Jimmy?
And then
you're gonna be like, you. And I had 18 years. I got it young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went out.
Yeah.
Damn.
So you don't have to.
There's something about, like, I just know with my personality, like, if I had a relapse, like, you would know about it. It would be my personality. Like,
I would
lean so hard into it, where it's like, it might even just be like a post on the Instagram story, like, I relapsed.
I know. I would disappear. You would not hear from me. I would be like a ghost. No one would see me for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. Like, no one in the world would see me. And then
5 years, you come back. And
I'd be like, I got one day. you know, like, the relapse happens before the relapse.
Yeah.
And
I know there's so many, like, there's.
What does that mean? The relapse happens before the relapse?
It means, like, when you first take the drink, it means that relapse has been brewing. And you haven't been, like, doing your work to, like, stay sober.
Mm.
And so, like, you were setting yourself up to pick up that drink or drug.
There's a lot of, like, it also feels like when someone has had, like, some recovery long-term, and then they come back, and they're like, I'm back. have one day. Yeah. Like people kind of gather around. It's like, what was it like?
To go back there?
Yeah. It's like, I'm here. If you're sitting in the seat, like, I'm just going to say, stay here because it's not pretty out there.
Damn.
I'm here to tell you that.
I will say I have gained, via osmosis, I've gained so much wisdom from Pat throwing phrases at me, and I'm like, what's that from? And it's like, it's an AA thing. I'm like, there's some good phrases in there.
They have some good
More will be phrases. Revealed. Yep. That's one of my faves you taught me.
Yeah. And then the big, like, cliche that's so good. It's just one day at a time.
Yeah.
It applies to everything.
I'm living in that right now. I usually don't say I'm an AA on the pod, but I don't care today.
Yeah.
Do you care?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Are you not... What's the deal?
Yeah, you're like...
supposed to be anonymous in the sense of, first of all, that, like, it's, like, one of the traditions of AA, but it's, like, from back in, like, the 40s, where, like, if you were an alcoholic, you couldn't be hired. Now it feels like...
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it's... I mean, there's also an element of the tradition that's, like, you know, I would hate if someone listening needed help and they don't like me, but they listen to my podcast anyways, and then I say I'm an AA, and they're like, this fucking F slur is an AA. Like, I'm not going there then. And
I love the idea of a truth slur.
And they don't get, like, the help they need because they don't... They associate it with one. You become the face of AA to at least one person or something.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and then piggybacking on that, like, if you're like, I'm an AA, and then you relapse, then it, like, makes it feel like, oh, does AA know?
Yes, totally.
I did just see that amazing New York Post headline. I guess Bobby Lee was on a podcast talking about getting sober because he said he showed up blackout drunk to film with Sarah Jessica Parker on it just like that and couldn't understand the script. And all the comments were like, we couldn't understand the script and we're sober.
That is so funny.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And just like that.
And
I haven't been watching the second season.
Got up. When Shay's pilot gets panned, I'm like, yeah, you think you're going to have your big thing. And then they're like, yeah, Shay. That being said, the other two, the funniest fucking show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I need more.
I know. And you're everyone's favorite character, too.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
This season was so funny.
It was really fun. It was so fun to write on it just from, like, being, like, a character and then all of a sudden, like, getting that opportunity.
Yeah, playing God.
Yeah. I know, totally. It was so funny to, like, you'd be in the room and you're like, Chris and Sarah were cool and they're like, we want your character to come back. So, but I didn't want to be that person.
I've had this experience. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, was this for Hacks?
Well, for Hacks, I will say in season one, I was asked to audition for a part and got close to it and didn't get the part. And then I do play a part in season three, but it wasn't like,
What's your part?
After the fact. I can't say it.
Oh, right. It hasn't come out yet.
But, and then...
Otherwise, I would have seen it and known.
By the way, it's just on hold.
It's on hold until the strike, yeah.
Okay, how do they deal with people aging?
I don't know.
Because that's what... I mean, I know...
He looks to me. He's like, you look like an old...
He's like, I hope you're not in... I hope you're not in season three, episode one, and episode eight of Hacks.
Because you're in Just Like That now, right? You have school issues.
But I mean, just, like, even continuity. Like,
no, of course. Seems,
like... But I will say I have been in a room where, like, a character comes up and, like, they literally, it's like, you know, you pitch a lot for it. And then people are like, oh, my God, and you should play it. And because, like, you're a multi-hyphenate. And then, like, they name the character Pat. And then, like, all of a sudden, every time it comes up, you're like, and then there's also, like, in some rooms, there's weird dynamics, and you could tell one person's, like, literally lobbying against the character, and you're like, I don't care, and then, like, also, I think because of the Hacks experience, I knew that just because, like, it feels like that in the room doesn't mean, like, I never will get excited till I'm on set shooting, and so I'm also like, I don't believe I'll play this person, even if I do, I'm not gonna sit here and try to wedge them into episodes, and I'm terrified it's gonna seem like I am, so I literally don't say anything now when that name comes up. And for three, like, why does that girl over there want that person, that character dead? You know what I mean? Like, there's always, like, one person who's always being, and can we lose, like, that character from the entire show?
Wow. Yeah.
Like,
I know, and then it feels so personal.
Yeah.
I had an experience where this was, like, remember when YouTube Red was a thing?
Yes.
And it was, like, the network, and there were, like, real shows being made on YouTube Red. One of those shows, these two girls who I did Groundlings with, or one that I did Groundlings with, they sold the show, and... it was a bunch of other people I knew, my friends, Groundlings, people who were writers on the show, and they named a character Jimmy Fowley. And it was a teacher, and it was, like, kind of my sense of humor, and it was so cool just to have that experience of, like, a part that you know you can play because it's kind of tailor-made for you.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, like, you know, they're like, unfortunately, YouTube Red is asking to audition. So I literally showed up to the audition for myself. No. And, like, truly signed in, like, back in before, like, Zoom auditions. Oh,
take me back, honestly.
Jimmy Fallon for the role of Jimmy Fallon. And an actor came in after me, and they were like, is this? Like,
yeah.
Are you friends with the writers? And I was, like, trying to downplay it, like, oh, haha, like, yeah, you know.
Oh, we'll awkward. That's crazy.
Yeah, and then he was like, should I leave?
Yeah.
Like, and
did you get it?
So, no. I didn't book myself.
No.
And it was such a long...
That's crazy.
It was such a, like, a dramatic, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, drawn out process, because I auditioned. And then my agent called me, and they're like, they're wondering if you could come back clean shaven to see what you look like without a beard. And I'm like, that's so fucking weird. Like, just imagine my beard gone.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I know.
Like, just imagine my beard gone.
Yeah.
Right, don't you think that's fair? If that, you have stubble and, like...
It's also crazy.
I just have stubble. Like,
if you've already read for the
and
part...
And your voice is so specific that it's like someone else trying to do your voice would feel so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so funny enough, I came back. I did it again. I was so resentful.
Yeah.
And I just was like, whatever, I'll show up and do it. And then I didn't get it because they... thought that I was too old for the role. Though I was 28 at the time.
Oh my god.
And it was a chemistry teacher.
What?
This is crazy.
And the reason is because there was like a weird love, like, triangle between a senior in high school and...
So they wanted to be
teacher, like... They cast like a 23-year-old.
Was it a straight teacher?
No.
It's a gay love triangle with a teacher.
Yeah. This was before...
grooming happened. This was before grooming.
But I'm glad, like, I didn't get it. But, like, remember when, like, there were things that would happen where, like, teachers and... like, it only feels like recently people were, like, absolutely not.
Even, like Pretty Little Liars. Like,
Ezra.
Ezra.
Hot name.
Yeah.
So, did you guys ever see this old Disney movie called Blank Check?
Yes.
Of course. It was one of the most thrilling films of the decade.
Do you remember the woman who's an undercover FBI agent? And she, the little kid is, like, kind of wooing her. Like, she comes over for dinner. I know.
I don't remember that. I don't remember
that. Okay, watch it. At the end of the movie, she kisses him on the lips.
No.
It's closed mouth. No. But I swear to God, after I'll pull
it. And he's, what, like, 9?
He's 12.
No.
Worse. Almost worse than 9.
That's horrible.
They used to do that. Like, so. Yeah. If there's any Gen Z listeners, like, you missed out on just.
You guys had some amazing grooming. Pure in the 90s. Chaos. You missed out on some amazing 90s grooming.
Grooming storylines. That's in soon.
And so your last relation. So. 3 years, is that long for you?
Yes, that is like my normal.
What was Windshield like, Guy?
The Windshield Guy was this guy who we dated for 2 years, but it was a little on and off.
Yeah.
Like, and then, yeah, it just was kind of a crazy story where, like, we opened up the relationship, which works
classic.
For some people.
Classic.
Tale as old as time.
Honey, I'm smoking 12 cigarettes this point. Like, I've been there.
But, and then he, like, kept hanging out with one of our married friends a lot, and I was like clocking it, like, oh, you guys are like kind of hanging out a lot. And then, like, I think with the open thing, I think everyone's different, but like, I think if you're gonna do it, it's kind of like you hook up and then it's like you don't talk to the person again. I mean it's different for everyone, but they were like hooking up, going out to dinner.
No,
like, he visited him at work, and I was like,
"That's insane!
You're dating."
Yeah,
and he was like the whole time, like, "No, I'm not. Oh my god, I don't like him."
Yeah,
and then like we ended up breaking up, and then a few months later,
no,
they were in a relationship.
No,
and he had left his husband.
No,
and I freaked out, and I
That's you got at that point, you need to approach the windshield.
Yeah. Approach yourself.
Yeah,
holy
did I make
shit!
That clear in the pod that I broke his windshield.
Yeah, it was kind of during the off. Camera.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll figure
it
out.
Oh, I forgot that. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I forgot.
Anyways,
it's all good. If you were confused.
For those who don't hear the edit, the director's cut, Jimmy did smash the window of his ass.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
So,
I forgot that
so
was
so cinematic. So, did it feel good?
Yes,
you dug your keys into the side of his really old souped up four wheel chair.
It felt good and then bad or good and good?
It felt horrible. Like, it felt good for a second, but it was like.
But you might have saved a little trouble for the next girl.
Yeah.
Next time that he cheats, you know it won't be on me.
And it was actually funny because we met in a
fruity little drink. can't shoot whiskey. You know that married guy can't shoot whiskey.
Oh my god.
No, you met Nae.
Oh yeah, so we had actually met Nae. So then I felt like I had this like psychotic reputation. Like, yeah. When I was single and dating again, I felt like guys were like, I think that guy's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that the place where you're supposed to feel not crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone's crazy there.
Yeah.
I love when other people are crazy too.
Now, are you, Kat, are you dating anyone?
I am. I've been with my boyfriend like 4 years.
Okay, cool.
And he's kind of heaven. He's kind of heaven on earth. But before when we started this podcast, I like just opened up my relationship with a boyfriend of 3 years. And like immediately I'm like in love with a million other people. Just like not.
Yeah.
And then even with this relationship, we've like every now and then experimented with like, maybe we can do this. And it's like, obviously I always get jealous and it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's tricky because I do think, of course I have urges to, like, fuck other people, but it's just not worth it, I guess.
I know. It's, like, I feel like the sad truth of it is, like, I wish I could do, like, the open stuff on my side, and then, like, my boyfriend would never be open.
Totally.
But of course, that's, like, insane, but,
I honestly don't know how I would feel. Like, I actually have no idea how I would feel. Like, when I was younger, I was, like, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm, like, maybe I could.
Yeah.
I have a strange relationship right now with if I want a relationship in general, because I get a sense that, like, I don't like what they all drive towards. Like, it feels to me like, and this is, like, not true, but what it feels to me like is every relationship inevitably ends in this form of, like, self-death, where you're like, what happened to myself? Mm. What happened to my independence? What happened to me?
Yeah.
And, scary. And I've seen it happen in me in a couple of different ways now, and it's like, whether being pressured by the other person or just voluntarily doing it, and it's like, when there's no pressure to do it, and I'm like, oh, well, but I'm gonna work on myself this year.
Mm-hmm.
This is the year that I'm not gonna care what people think of me. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's good.
Hasn't kicked in yet, but I'm trying. Actually,
this is me trying.
I recently was tested by the universe because I said something really embarrassing in front of someone who I like really care what they think about me. And I had to, my boyfriend was like, is the universe showing you that, like, that's okay? And I'm like, okay.
It's not right, but it's okay. Why am I like turning to music today? Yeah.
Oh, you're drawing strength through song.
Yeah, I drew strength from a song 2 nights ago.
You can underscore the whole.
Yeah.
We should. Yeah. For once.
We hire a scorer.
Yeah, I do. It is tricky being in. I feel like. I mean, do you live with your boyfriend now?
No, we don't. We were going to move in together in LA last year, and then like I got
job.
So then,
have you been doing long distance?
Yeah,
you
we're doing long distance.
Okay,
so
nice.
The nice thing about the schedule is like it'll be like 3 weeks on and one
it's
week.
It's kind
off.
Of ideal for a relationship.
It's kind of ideal for everything.
Yeah,
like, I actually think more jobs should move to like 3 weeks on, 1 week off.
Yeah,
especially when you're shooting something, like the schedule is so cuckoo. Yeah. If you knew you had a week to relax coming up, that'd be heaven.
Yeah, I have a question. I can't get this out of my head. Where were you going at 2 a.m.?
I was just tapped out.
Oh, I see. Like, yeah.
Tapped out.
Yeah, that's really understandable.
Personal night.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm taking a personal night.
Yeah.
Personal night. I don't live with my boyfriend yet either. I think we're going to move in, but I do feel like.
It's scary.
It's scary. I've done it before, and I'm like.
With your last boyfriend?
Yeah. Okay. And that was like, we moved in after 6 months because I was like a crazy person and couldn't be alone for one single second. Now I'm like more evolved and enjoy being alone.
Same.
So I think that I say this all the time, but it's like, if I would never live with him here, but if we could find a two-bedroom, maybe I'd think about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all about money. It's all about money, dude.
My new thing I say
where
is,
are you moving to? Oh, sorry.
So I have a sublet in Los Feliz for August. I'm going to use that to, like, find something perm.
Okay.
I think I'll stick to the east side. I really like the meetings on the west side, but my gym is on the east side. Okay. So no matter what, I'll be back and forth.
Yeah.
But that feels kind of an almost, like, west of the east side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of car are you going to get?
I would love to get a Jeep, but I want to.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I do have a lot of savings, but I'm nervous about not having, like, current income because of the strike.
Sure.
So I want to, like, have as much savings as possible whenever I get my apartment for September. And so I think I'll Uber in August, and then I'll, like, make the expenditure.
Yeah.
I want it to, like, look like I have a lot in my bank. Yeah.
It's also interesting because sometimes I feel like Ubering is actually sometimes cheaper or the same.
Yeah, and I find a lot of times it's, like, much easier with the parking of it all and stuff. Yeah. But
I know.
I do think, like, because I was there for 3 months for work, and I obviously didn't buy a car for 3 months, but I,
Did you like LA, by the way?
I loved it.
Yeah.
You've been there for what? Are you from LA? No, you're from Massachusetts.
I went to, yeah, but I moved there when I was 18, so I've just been there forever. I'm like, I know it's so uncool to like LA, but I literally...
Yeah, it's like, I don't care about being cool. Yeah.
I got off the plane when I came back from New York, and I like walked out of LAX, and a cloud of smog hit me, and someone was smoking a cigarette and blew it in my face, and I literally thought, I'm home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you, where did you live?
I lived in West Hollywood.
Should I live there?
You know what?
It's so far from my gym.
What's this gym?
Yeah.
The gym has kept you tethered.
Oh, the gym is a huge part of his life.
The gym has been huge for me, Pharos.
Oh, I've heard of it. It like literally has.
It's
like,
just the only thing that's ever like really gotten me like the way I want to be.
Know,
so I'm clinging to it.
Do you know a trainer named Arthur?
I do.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I know him.
Such a hot name.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Shout out. Now on this pod, we just ask one question, which is perfect segue. Who were you?
Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Okay. Who were you? I feel like I was Josie Grossi.
Oh.
No.
From Never Been Kissed.
Were you an ugly duckling?
In high school?
Well, like,
did someone throw an egg middle school. Did someone throw an egg at you in prom night?
No, I think I was like, that's how I felt. Like, and I had a great high school experience, but like, I think growing up, like,
yeah.
Gay or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, in like, mass.
Yeah.
With all the mass holes.
Gay and mass.
Gay and mass.
Do you have sibs?
Gay and mass.
Yes, I do. I have, I was adopted, so I have like a biological sister and a biological brother, and then I have two adopted.
Oh my God, cool.
Did you grow up with your biological brother and sister?
No, I met them like later.
Wow. Well, how was that?
Well, actually, I didn't even meet my brother because I found him. I like did some digging.
Oh my
God.
And
I like, called him and I was like, hey, I'm your brother. And he was like, okay, cool. Like, he just didn't.
Yeah.
Really.
I wonder what I would be like if someone did that to me.
I would love to meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you close with your sister?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, she's cool.
And so then you're in high school. Were you always like a theater kid?
I did dance when I was a little kid.
Oh, interesting.
Love.
So I think that got me into like the musical theater.
Yeah. Were you kind of like a boy doing dance and everyone was like, he's gay?
Yes.
Yeah.
That. And also, I think what happened
to me. Yes.
Well, that's just like the perfect way to sum it up.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. That's what it was.
There was a boy in my school who did dance, and he actually turned out straight.
That happens
too.
And that happens too. So, okay.
Anyway, so you're
a boy.
You're gay doing dance.
You're a boy doing dance, and it was gay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was a boy doing dance, and I was gay. I don't know. I just, I just have a really just kind of like weird family life, you know?
Yeah.
So I just kind of, I don't know. I feel like that's not cool to say. I feel like people want to be like, I'm super close to my family.
Yeah.
Really? I feel like sometimes as like an artist, we're supposed to be like, my family's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to escape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I can go either way.
Yeah.
I think like also as a comedian, you're always like, it's good. And you're like happy and fun all the time. And so when things are just like a downer.
Totally.
Yeah.
Is that why you're like, get me to California?
I think so. I really was just like, I need to get out. Yeah. To get so far away.
Amazing. So. What was it like landing in LA being 18?
Yeah.
Fresh face, ready to take on
the road. I know. I think like.
So pure.
I thought that it would be easier than it was. Like, I thought that I would like get to LA. Like, I think I was so delusional. I thought I was like, I will be Leonardo DiCaprio. I will be like.
You're my Leo.
I really thought.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I was like, you know, just struggling for like.
You are auditioning and
13
stuff.
13 years, yeah.
How surreal now, though? I'm like, me about to cry. I'm like, that you're on SNL now. It's so unbelievable. Like, 18-year-old, you would be like...
I wouldn't, yeah.
Shook,
it's so cool.
As they say.
Yeah, I know.
So you got there and you're like, yeah, how do you even meet people? Like, you would take class and stuff?
Yeah, so I did Groundlings. Well, I went to college, so that was kind of like a bubble there. Like, I went to USC and then that, and then I started doing improv and like, people were like, oh, you're funny, you should do improv. And I was like... I'm attractive. I'm not doing improv.
Yeah.
And I, but then I like, actually Kyle Mooney and Beck Bennett. Like,
yeah.
Funniest.
They were in my improv troupe.
No way.
Oh my God.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember watching the videos
of
all three of you, of all three troupe members watching video. I don't know if the first time someone sent me one of your videos, but I think one of my friends.
Neighbor.
Well, yeah. I would watch them, and then also, like, I had a friend who had gone to USC, and she sent me your stuff, like, years ago.
Oh, no
like,
way.
It was, like, the funniest. And, like,
oh, cool.
Yeah, and now everyone's doing their thing. But, yeah, so you were USC, and then you were doing Groundling stuff,
mm-hmm.
and that's how it all began.
Yeah, and then I just started, like...
Were you, like, did you feel like when you started improv, like, oh, I'm so good at this?
I just liked it, and it was fun, and it wasn't yeah. stressful. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I remember when I started doing it, I was like, this is the most I've laughed in, like, my whole life. I was like, this is so pure and fun.
Yeah.
And it really is that, like, thing where it gets you out of your head. Like, you just aren't, like, you're just in the moment. It's it's so, like, dorky to be like, improv is like life, but it really is. Like,
I do miss being in, like, a classroom environment like that and just, like, even being forced to deal with the people in the class who are annoying, and then you bond with people who aren't. Yeah,
I did an improv show on Monday.
Oh, nice.
And I did get so, like, out of my head. But I did play.
What improv show was it?
I played a, I do a show called We Will Turn You Gay sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Jackson and Josh Sharp and Jeff Hiller. And
I did it once.
Brandon Scott Jones when he's in town.
I was going to say, you got to do it together. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, it'd be so fun. Yeah,
I need to come to the next one because nothing makes me laugh like you boys.
Yeah, it was so, you play the funniest things. I played, like, a straight girl who was, like, kind of narcissistic and needy, but, like, she wanted to be a social worker. So anyway, and she was going through a breakup and couldn't stop talking about it.
Interesting.
And any which ways.
And then, so then you're in LA, you're living, laughing, loving. And then how did you get to who you are now?
I basically just was, like, bombing, like, in LA, just career-wise, like, for so
really?
Long. Yeah, I think so. Like,
what do you mean, like, auditioning
and
not?
I would get a commercial agent, and she would be, like, a psychopath.
I'm picturing her.
Commercial agent.
Morgan Verhelst.
Yes.
Before it was cool. Yeah.
And she would, like, she would yell at me, and I was, like, so confused, and then, like, she dropped me and then blocked me on social media.
No.
Just, like, that kind of energy. Like, we were, like, should I stop this? I was a telemarketer, and I would get up at 3:30 a.m. and take a bus downtown and, like,
no,
drink coffee that was, like, shit, like, tasted no. shit, and, like, call people at, like 5 a.m.
Daniel.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
So, yeah, but then it just all kind of, like, doing the groundlings really helped just because it, like, was so, like, nice to be in the community.
Yeah, and then how'd you get your big, like, what was your first, like, break?
My first break? I guess, I don't know, because there was, like, little things. Like, I feel like, you know, it's just, like, our conversation about, like, the people who do JFL and then they're, like, on SNL.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't my, I feel like I did, like, little
I know.
Here and there. And
yeah. What was your first part on TV?
My first part on TV was actually, I played a small role in The Comeback where I,
Who?
I was, like,
no.
She took the improv class.
Yes.
She, like, said cancer.
Yeah.
I was, like, improvising with
her. Oh, my God. Amazing. Wait, that's incredible.
What a dream.
I just had a few lines, but I was
That's such a cool first job.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Oh, my God.
I want a big break.
You write for TV.
I know.
You write for an Emmy award-winning show.
I just had a break that makes
Don't you have, you literally have, like, an Emmy, right?
No, because I was, like, the year we won Emmys, I was just staff writer.
Okay.
And so you kind of don't get acknowledged
until
as that.
Until you're a producer.
Yeah, so even now, I wouldn't, even now, if they won Emmys for season 3, I wouldn't get one. And I wouldn't be invited to the ceremony.
That's awesome.
But usually, yeah. Well, for season 2, Paul and Lucia obviously both get invited plus ones, so they use their plus ones on me and Errol Carlin.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it was a dream.
Ariel,
yeah.
I met her. I, like, she is a friend. We have a mutual friend, and we went to a friend's birthday, and she was there, like, the funniest.
Yeah, I love her. Funny. She's my girl in the room. Yeah.
She just came on the pod. It was happening on her.
Oh, nice. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
she
we're actually, girls.
She and I were on the same, ready for this, Mod Night team.
Does LA have Mod Night?
They do. Yeah, they have. They have, like, Maud and Harold.
Did you do at UCB ever?
I took classes there, and I, like, when I was coming up in the comedy community, like, UCB couldn't have been cooler.
Yeah.
Like, it was so cool. It was all anyone cared about.
Even in L.A.?
In L.A., yeah. Like, Groundlings was, like, dorky and, like, wigs and, like, trapped in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I say that with so much love.
Yeah.
And, like, really, like, the aesthetic was, like, y'all, what? It was, like, Sherry O'Terry, like, 1992, and, like, it never evolved.
But I feel like now it's, I feel like it was cool because, like, then it was, like, Kristen Wiig came from the ground.
Yeah, so, like, cool people would pop up, and then you would see the shows, and it was like a secretary with a southern accent. Like, actually, you know, it's a funny story. Melissa McCarthy, who did Groundlings, this is, like, an urban legend, but I'm believing it to be true. They would call her sketches, like, ma'am sketches, because she would do a sketch where basically she was just, like, acting crazy and, like, eating food. Like, her sketches were always her eating, like, Cheese Whiz or salsa and, like, spilling food everywhere. And the other people who were cast, their only line would be like, ma'am.
That's like her movies, to be fair. And I love, I'm a huge fan.
I love you guys, like knowing the way that the show works, where like once one of you drops out and it drops back in, it's like, we're done.
Yeah. Like, I don't have time for this.
You guys know, like,
I know what he's not going to want to include. And I'm like, okay, but I don't want to miss the good stuff that we are saying. Yeah. Sometimes we're so funny off pod.
Sometimes when we drop out.
Sometimes when we drop out, we're saying the funniest things you guys could ever imagine. It's so sad.
It's so frustrating.
Whenever we do like a live show and we can't be funny in the green room because then we won't bring it to the stage. I
always live by a saying, kill in the green room, bomb on stage, bomb in the green room, kill on stage.
Where do you guys do your shows?
Here at the Bell House. All right, now we're dropping into the podcast each event.
Let me ask you this, Jimmy. Who do you want to be? What's your big dream? I mean, you kind of are living the dream.
Who do I want to be? I can't tell if I should just like say a joke or just
be earnest. Be both. I want to hear the earnest answer.
I think my earnest answer.
The American for our Barbie thing. Well, be both. Be a woman, but also be strong. But also be a mother. But also have a job.
Oh my god! I can't believe we've gone this far and not talked about Barbie.
So, I haven't seen it.
Have you talked about it yet?
Did I say on the podcast?
We rarely address something in a timely manner.
Yeah, this will come out in like October, by the way.
Oh, okay.
But that's very sweet treatment for us to talk about Barbie in October.
Yeah.
I just watched Game of Thrones.
Oh my god!
I loved it. I finished. I watched it all in a month.
I know.
I was like, you guys, June 2023. I'm diving in.
Don't you feel it is exciting when the dragons are in play?
It was
so exciting when the dragons are in play.
Every scene of someone's every time a character saw a dragon for the first time, I was like full body chills. Like
I would get so sad when I remember feeling really excited when like one dragon would die. I'm like, it's okay. There's still two more dragons. There's still two more dragons.
But did you love the Barbie movie?
I did, but. Game of Thrones, like going back to that, I actually feel like scientifically you watching it now is like the weirdest possible time in the world, because even if you waited a little bit, like I'm watching it in 3 months, it almost feels like, oh, she's gearing up for like this, the sequel or the
prequel. I don't even know that's happening. It literally was like
it's so comedic. It's so perfect. That is great.
I just I was being a hermit for June while I was doing my show, so I was like, I want like a big show to come home to.
That's
so
cool. I can't even remember a damn thing about the second one. What is it even called?
Wait, what do you mean?
The second Game of Thrones.
Oh, I don't know that at all.
Oh.
And it was like the House of Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
Is that new? I thought
that's what you just were talking about.
Yeah, but that's new, and I watch it. Could not, if you put a gun to my head, it's like tell me one thing about it. But I enjoyed it and I loved it. And then I was like, oh my god, I watched it. I do not.
That's me with so many.
I was dropping first and last name of every single character.
That's amazing. I can't remember their names, and I'll just be like, the girl with brown hair. Who has
me towards that. Okay, so your dream.
Yeah, what is your dream?
I think just to like, sell a show. I mean, it's kind of cliche, but like a Tina Fey type spinoff from the SNL world.
Yeah,
sell it. Like
you need that
there. Cast me, girl.
Oh, I will. But that would be the best thing, is just casting your funny friends.
I know, but then it is that thing of like, you try to cast your funny friends, and like, we need to see him without the beard. You know what I mean? Yeah. You actually can't.
We need your friends to be more famous.
Yeah.
I also think the intention of like, this is what I want, and then just like, all your friends in the business know, like, okay, it is what it is.
True.
And,
yeah, and totally.
A funny story, but you're like,
totally.
I don't know. Like, that to me is just like, because just having fun, because nothing actually matters.
I know, literally.
Isn't that crazy?
At all, and
nothing matters. Oh,
I used
my
to
God.
Think things mattered.
Nothing matters.
I've thought things mattered. But
are you guys,
yeah.
Do you guys believe in God?
I do. Do you?
I do, and sometimes I'll feel like, actually,
do you believe it can restore you to sanity?
What would you say?
Do you believe it can restore you to sanity?
Wait, what?
Do you believe that God could restore you to sanity?
Oh, yeah.
It was the record speed.
The choice to ask you to repeat it a second time was actually so wild,
because
it was like...
Wait, while Jimmy answers if he believes in God, I'm going to pee really quick.
Oh, yeah.
keep talking.
We never pause.
Really? Okay, great. I saw this sign in Cape Cod that was like, are you feeling far away from God?
Yeah.
And then on the next sign it said, well, then who moved? Isn't that so like...
Me having chills? I literally was thinking I need some sort of spiritual, because the more you do this, I think I'm feeling disillusioned lately, just like, even if I got my dream job, it's like, people who have their dream jobs aren't happy, so how can you make yourself happy?
Yeah, and then they actually do this other weird thing where they get their dream job, and then they're like, I'm actually stepping away and, like, living in a log cabin.
Yeah, you know what is mean? That?
Like, I don't know. I think it's, like, you think this thing's going to make you happy and you're yeah. chasing it, and then you get it, and then it's, like, you think something on the externally can make you feel a certain way internally, which is actually insane.
I know.
But it's, like...
Well, but how do you change what's internal?
I don't know. I think you just, like, have, like... a good, like, you try to just be happy with yourself and, like, have fun with it. Like,
yeah.
Because I do think, like, it's, like, oh, it'd be fun to, like, have your dreams come true and, like, live in, like, a super nice house. Like,
yeah.
So why not, like, other people are doing it, so.
Yeah.
And it just.
Yeah.
I want to make a lot of money for 3 years in LA and then live in a really nice apartment in West Village.
That is such a great idea.
Yeah.
It's my boyfriend always gets mad at me when I talk about wanting things.
Why? That's not.
He's like, you should be, like, he wants me to be happy for who I am now.
Well, yeah, of course.
Boo!
Yeah. You also want to want.
I know.
Desire is so important.
Oh, I was going to say, that reminded me of, there's also a world where you can be writing and selling shows, and no one ever sees it. But you have filthy
rich. 1,010%!
There is really those people who, like, they, every year they sell a new pilot.
Yeah.
Crazy. Films,
yeah.
And you have no clue.
Yeah, it never sees the light of day. Yeah,
I've never written a script. It doesn't, my brain doesn't flow that way.
Yeah.
Are you doing a bit?
No, I've never written a script.
That is shocking to me.
I can't do it. I keep trying.
So, like,
thank
so
you.
Funny.
Yeah. I had to finish a sentence. You're so, thank you.
But it just, that makes, yeah.
I so guess funny. I'm just like, whenever I'm writing, I'm like thinking about like my live stuff and then a script form.
Yeah.
I would like to
not
one
even
day.
Like a pilot, like a third.
No, I feel like I've, every time I try, I just like, you know, when you get that feeling when you're just like this, I know this isn't what I should, when you, or like, I feel like especially my first few years in New York, I'd meet up with someone who's like, let's work on something together. And like so quickly you get this feeling that's like, this is just not it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I feel like whenever I try and sit down, I'm just like, I'm trying too hard to make this thing just not, it's not
yeah,
meant to happen.
Yeah, I feel you.
But maybe one day it'll flow.
Yeah, I want to get a new like scripted idea that I'm really excited about. Because I had this idea that I was really excited about and like, you know, tried and you never know. But like I want something new that I feel really passionate about. Because that was such a good feeling when I had this thing that I wrote. That I was like, I think this is so good and you could really fight to sell it. But then it's like, the worst is, like, you have a general, and they're, like, send some ideas, and you send these things that you're, like, I don't even think this is good. You know what I mean?
And, like, that's my entire life, is, like, working on these ideas for people who, like, don't have power, don't care about me, and don't make anything happen. Shout out. And shout out, of course. Love and respect.
But I would, like, even with those people, like, they could help, but I just think it has to be an idea that you know in your heart, like, you're, like, I want to make this because I know it's good, and then because you'll have to be the one who keeps, pushing it forward.
Yeah.
So you really have to have that conviction. But some people are able to not. I've worked with someone who, like, didn't like anything, but, like, was always, like, selling something. And
really?
To their chagrin,
damn.
I think.
And
yeah.
They're selling stuff that they don't care about, but they're just selling
And they're making money. I think I need that, like, no, I know, like, this could be really good.
Yeah. I think, I don't think I could complete something if I didn't, like, want it to be made. But who knows?
I have a friend who was, like, she had this, like, idea, and she was really protective of it. She was writing on this other, like, network show, and then that showrunner, who's, like, a big showrunner, wanted to develop something with her, and he wanted to, like, work with her, and, by the way, sorry, I'm smiling, because I'm, like, choosing my words really
hard. Yeah, of course.
Like,
reveal.
You know,
yeah.
Of course.
But, she was writing on a show, on NBC, and, of course, NBC and, like, Peacock are tied. And she
inextricably.
Like, yeah, and she was just, like, she's like, I don't know, I just feel like I'm kind of in, like, the peacock prison.
Yes, that is so funny.
Her, she was terrified her genius idea would end up trapped on Peacock.
Yeah.
That's so
which
funny.
Is so weird. But, like, but I told her, I was like,
no, it's like, you have to think about things like, I hate to say it, Schitt's Creek, that was on, like, what was that thing called?
Pop.
And then, like, you know what I mean?
TV.
Like, if you make a thing that people connect with, it doesn't matter the
it
platform.
It doesn't matter. And actually,
look at Jury Duty, was on, what's it called? Freevee.
Yeah.
Like,
Shout out.
You can't turn your nose up at any platform. I really believe that.
And also, the platforms change.
Yeah.
They change. And then also, it's like, if you're on, like, you know, like, BumblebeeTV.com.
My favorite.
But you're the number one. She love you, and then they push you. Like, they're going to give you so much more, like, you know, other, like, being, like, on HBO Max or Max or whatever.
Yeah.
It's, like, sucked into the void.
Totally.
So.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's true. I've started many things, but yet to complete something. Mm-hmm. There's still time.
So what are you guys working on right now? You obviously have your show that Pat is not a part of.
Yes. I have some tour dates coming up.
And you do stand-up, right?
I do stand-up. And then,
by the way, I never, sorry to interrupt, I never told you this, but I was with this girl at this after party. She was like my cousin's friend. She's like this cute 22-year-old. And she's like, she says to me, she's like, I stalked you a little bit on Instagram. She's like, and my favorite comedian follows you. And I thought she was going to say, like, Jennifer Coolidge or, like, someone.
my favorite comedian, Jennifer Coolidge.
And she goes, and she's like, Pat Reed.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I thought that was so sweet.
Yeah, that is so sweet.
Tell you that?
No, okay. But 22-year-olds do respond to us.
Yeah.
That's what we care about.
I'm working on a book. I sold a book over it.
Are
and
you
so,
kidding me?
But I've been in, this summer has been such a moment for me.
Yeah.
And
do you have writer's block? Do you believe in that?
I do believe in it. I don't know that I have it. It's like, I've had writer's block, whatever that means, but like this is something different where I just have felt like in crisis and I can't put sentences together and can't like get my brain back. And so it's not even like, oh, I can't write. It's like, I can't talk. Like, but I will. And I am excited. I do love that kind of writing and like, and I'm excited. I have like, I don't know exactly what the book is. Like, it's like, they're calling it a memoir and essays. So we submitted a bunch of essays to sell it. And I like them. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely a lot more that need to be written. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's still a lot to figure out. And that's daunting because
so
I've never done
cool.
it before. Yeah, but, like, I have a lot of time. I wish that I wasn't in crisis during the strike because I wish I was in crisis while I was, like, in a writer's room.
Yes.
Then you could just be in the writer's room. It's hard to sit down by yourself and write when you're, like, kind of going through it. But... Ooh, well, but yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Yeah,
ostensibly,
so cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
What are you working on? We just talked about it.
Just doing I'm doing a show.
Yeah, I want to hear about the new show. Where are you doing it here?
We're doing it at Union Hall, which I've never.
The best.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to come.
Yeah. Oh, come. You guys.
Wait, when is it?
I'll get you guys comp tickets.
I'm leaving on Monday.
Oh, yeah. it's this Saturday.
Oh.
Exciting.
If you guys want to, at Union Hall.
That's going
to
be, I was just there last night, it's heaven on earth.
Yeah.
Okay, this is like a loaded question. Does Union Hall have AC?
Yeah, it's actually freezing in there.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
It's going to be like 95.
No.
Tomorrow,
I'm so
like,
over
it. Oh, that'll be fine.
97, okay.
Yeah, I actually always think I better bring a sweater when I go there.
Okay.
Because it gets a little chilly.
Because in LA, there's like all these theaters where it's like, they're just hot. And I'm like, you guys, no one wants to sit in the heat.
I know.
That's
the Crowded Club coming tonight. I'm sure they're going to be absolutely... It is a million degrees in there every time.
Is it really?
And everyone's like... But it's fun.
What time is your show tonight?
Nice. That'll be good. I need to think of some new ideas, but... C'est la vie.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. I'm distracted.
Okay.
I'm thinking about that text that I haven't gotten a text back from yet.
You just sent it.
Before we started recording.
People take hours to respond to texts.
That's so true.
So she's gonna write back a thoughtful message, which might take longer.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is all to say.
This is all staying in.
I ate the plums in the freezer. Does anybody have, the next time we do is crush of the week. Do we have a crush of the week? People.
Oh,
person,
yes.
Place,
yes.
Thing.
Yes.
Ryan Gosling. By the way, for listeners, the Barbie movie just came out.
Yeah.
And he was so funny, and he was so good in it, and he was so adorable
and hot,
and he was up.
I admit it.
I think he got like crazy filler.
Oh, interesting.
Have you seen that, the images?
I haven't.
No. I saw the movie, but I didn't clock
in the movie. He didn't have it. I think it's like post movie.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, he should not touch that perfect face.
I just wish he wouldn't, but it'll dissolve.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
he looks like someone who wronged me.
Oh, really?
Does he?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Congrats.
That's kind of cool.
Thank you.
You
know what? My crush of the week is, that's one of my favorite drinks to ever get.
The vitamin water.
The zero cal lemonade vitamin water is my favorite. Do you not like it?
I've never tried it before.
That's
it
so
was,
funny.
Like, so random, I pulled it off.
It tastes like an ice cold lemonade.
It's great.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
And I also really love the sparkling ice lemonade flavor.
Yeah.
Okay, be real. Are you sponsored by vitamin water?
No, I wish.
You did something sponsored recently.
I did?
Yeah, you did. You did, like, do my code.
Yes, I did. It was for Mega Babe Thigh Chafe Stick, Slay. For my girls living in bigger bodies. They didn't pay me to do that. They gave it to me for free, and then were like, here's the code, and I was like, might as well spread the love.
Yeah. Spread the love. No, spread love, not hate.
I would definitely not encourage spreading hate.
My crush of the week would have to be, Oh my God, it's a hard one. It's always hard when you do two in one day because it's like,
you have yours.
Sure.
But I guess I'll say...
The Summer Sun?
No, far from that. Far from that. You know what? My friend Adam, who's walked me through pain this month.
Shout out. Yeah. I love that. That's beautiful. Do you guys feel hot today?
I do. I feel like dissociative, but hot. Do you feel hot?
I've been feeling like very back and forth.
What's going on?
Like I've been feeling like, oh my god, I've never looked worse.
I can't imagine that.
And then I've gone to like, this is my time.
Yeah. You look great. You look amazing. Yeah.
It's been very chaotic in my brain. And like when I'm by myself, I can just spin out. But like, oh. I feel so bad for Josh. Cause like when we're together, I'm like, just like pulling him into my orbit of like.
Same.
Insecurity. So I'm just like.
Yeah.
It's so hard not to do that with your partner. Yeah. And shout out to Josh.
Shout out to Josh. I never met Josh.
Oh, you love him.
What does he do?
He works for Planned Parenthood.
Oh my God.
And so.
That's amazing.
Yeah. He's just, yeah.
He's angel.
Yeah. He's just super sweet. He's like, he's so funny, which like I dated a series of like really unfunny men, which like is insane.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you should date people who are funny.
Yeah. It's so hard to find them though.
It is hard to find. And I also would like date the wrong people where I would be like, date someone I'm attracted to that we had nothing in common. Yeah. And then like when you like your brain chemistry stops producing the chemicals.
Totally.
You're like left with this person and you're like, we have nothing to say to each other.
Happened to me. I was the one who got worn off on.
I don't feel how right now, but I will because I'm going to get dressed up for my show. Probably, yeah. Probably in a sexy way. Wash my hair. It's not done, but it's in the middle stage.
Are you mad at me?
No, are you mad at me?
Not at all. Are you mad,
at us?
No.
Amazing.
I feel closer.
Me too.
Same. I know. A nice chat around the table.
Yeah.
For once. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
I would tell you to plug your show, but it's Saturday and this is coming out.
In October, of course.
The show is called Trauma Blonding.
Yeah.
We might amazing do it again title. If the stars align. We've been doing this like tour that makes no sense. We perform it on one coast. And then we, a week later, perform it on an opposite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we keep bouncing back. It's like,
but that's fun.
It, I mean, yeah.
It's fun, but it's like we're basically hemorrhaging money. Like we make money and then it all goes.
Yeah.
It is so expensive to fly back and forth.
Yeah.
It should be free for artists.
Yeah.
The artist pass.
That's what we want in the strike.
Yeah. That is literally what the one thing I would demand.
Yeah.
Check out Trauma Blonding. And if you guys don't follow Jimmy, get help and see God. And thank you for listening to the podcast and live, laugh, love.
Loyola.
Loyola Marymount University, where Pat ran cross country. The treatment, if you're boring, it's-